Hi, everyone. I'm Craig Orndorff. Welcome to Seems Like Old Times, the show where we listen to the memories. Happy weekend, everybody, and thanks for being here for another edition of the show that features some of the greatest music of all time. We've got the big bands and the great singers ready to go once again. So stick around for the next couple of hours, and we'll be your companion for a little bit this weekend. Well, coming up today in the showcase, it's part three of our musical theme, Day Songs. It's been a fun topic, and this weekend will be our final installment. And of course, we have the countdown, and today we're heading back to the 1st of August in 1955. So that's what awaits us today, and if you're ready, let's get to it.
Seems like old times, being here with you. Being here with you. Being here with you.
And we're off and running on today's Seems Like Old Times, and we begin on the countdown. And we're using Billboard Magazine's Radio Disc Jockey chart from this weekend in 1955. And we begin at lucky number 13. This is Sweet and Gentle by Alan Dale.
Oh, I was sweet and gentle.
He was sweet and gentle.
Kinda sentimental.
Kinda sentimental.
No one will deny it.
No one will deny it.
I was once so quiet, and then one magic night I learned to do the cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
And now I'll never be the same, for I have turned into a dancing cucaracha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
And my muchacha is to blame. How can I be gentle, sweet and sentimental, while the cha-cha's playing and my heart is swaying? I find that I am even dancing when I'm walking. I'm haunted by that cha-cha beat. I hear the rhythm start whenever we are talking. I do the cha-cha in my sleep. Sentimental.
Kinda sentimental.
No one will deny it.
No one will deny it.
I was once so quiet, and then one magic night I learned to do the cha-cha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
And now I'll never be the same, for I have turned into a dancing cucaracha.
Cha-cha-cha-cha.
And my muchacha is to blame. Please be sweet and gentle.
Please be sweet and gentle.
Treat me sentimental.
Treat him sentimental.
For I'm temperamental.
Cha 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 cha.
When I cha cha with you.
Cha 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 cha. Cha cha cha.
There's Alan Dale, Sweet and Gentle, record number 13 this weekend in 1955. The 30-year-old from New York City was born Aldo Sigismonde. But when he got a job singing for Carmen Caballero, his boss told him to get a stage name. So he became Alan Dale. There he was accompanied by the Dick Jacobs Orchestra, and Sweet and Gentle became his first and only solo top 10. He had another top 10 in late 1953, teaming up with Johnny Desmond and Don Cornell on Heart of My Heart. We've gone back 71 years on today's Seems Like Old Times. And on July 17th, Disneyland opened in Anaheim, California. On live nationwide TV, Walt Disney dedicated the $17 million park.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past. And here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America. with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you.
As I mentioned, the dedication was carried nationwide on ABC TV, anchored by Art Linkletter, Bob Cummings, and Ronald Reagan. At the time, it was one of the largest and most complex live broadcasts ever. And while everything looked cheery on TV, it wasn't so much in person. First of all, it was overcrowded. It was an invitation-only event, but they were plagued by counterfeit tickets. And it was unusually hot in Southern California, 101 degrees that day. There was also a plumber strike that left many of the park's drinking fountains dry. And because there were too many people, they ran out of concessions. Some of the rides broke down. There was a gas leak that closed Adventureland, Frontierland, and Fantasyland. And the asphalt that had been poured just that morning was so soft that ladies' high-heeled shoes sank in. Things went so badly that Disney executives dubbed the day Black Sunday. Now, despite criticism by the press about that first day, the crowd for the Monday opening started to line up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Disneyland was 2 weeks old this weekend in 1955. And we're back to the countdown now at number 12 with Les Paul and Mary Ford.
Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name.
Hummingbird should be your name.
Too restless, too settled, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too wild, too tame.
Too restless, too settled, too wild, too tame. Hummingbird, hummingbird should be your name. Hummingbird, hummingbird, winging along.
Hummingbird, winging along.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long.
Blossom can hold you for long.
No tender young blossom can hold you for long. Hummingbird, hummingbird, winging along. You'd hug me and kiss me like others I've known. You'd promise to love me and call me your own. Shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine.
No, it would not make you mine.
If I clipped your wings, it would not make you mine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, feathered so fine. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Some folks like to gamble, but darling, not I. Hummingbird, hummingbird, fly right on by. I'd rather be lonely, I'd rather be blue. Yes, I'd rather spend my whole life without you than feather a nest to be shattered apart by the hum, hum of your hummingbird heart. By the hum, hum of your hummingbird.
There's Les Paul and Mary Ford at number 12 this week on the radio disc jockey chart, Hummingbird. That would climb to number 7, making it their 18th and final top 10 record. Today, we've turned the calendar back to August of 1955. And this is the Eisenhower era. Ike is in his first term in the White House, Richard Nixon's vice president, and the population's just under 166 million. And it's a prosperous time here in the USA. We have more money to buy more stuff, things like new cars. Auto sales will reach an unprecedented 7.1 million. Led by General Motors, they introduced the first V8 engine in their Chevrolets, while the Corvette gets some competition from Ford and their two-seat sports car, the Thunderbird. Meanwhile, for the everyday products, supermarkets are accounting for 60% of U.S. grocery sales. Some new items on the shelves include Johnson's Baby Shampoo. No more tears for the little ones, and big ones like me who still use it. There's Nabisco Shredded Wheat Juniors. They say it's delicious and such good food to go on, to grow on, 100% whole wheat. Well, this year the Coca-Cola Company officially uses the name Coke for the very first time. So we'll grab a few bottles as we go shopping this weekend. And we'll find sirloin steak at 85 cents a pound. A package of Uncle Ben's rice, 45 cents. Lettuce is 19 cents, and bananas are 15 cents a pound. And we also need washing detergent. Which one shall it be?
Ladies, the experts who designed your automatic washer put the right machinery here. So be sure you put the right product here. Well, ladies, why not use a product that's recommended by the world's largest maker of washing machines, Cheer. New Blue Cheer. Cheer is now even better for your automatic washer. You see, Cheer's exclusive Blue Magic Whitener now has new whitening power never before possible. Real wash tests recently made on Cheer and Agitator Automatics show that Cheer washes clothes cleaner and whiter at half the cost of any leading sudsless detergent. Cheer gets clothes so clean, so white, you don't need bluing a bleach. Except for problem stains, no bleaching. Nothing to add, no extra steps. Cheer makes automatics really automatic. Cheer, the only suds with the Blue Magic Whitener. Now, even better in your automatic.
Well, that was a convincing presentation. Cheer it is. All right, back to the countdown now. We're up to number 11 with Eddie Fisher.
You've gotta have heart. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start. You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart. All you really need is heart.
When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
You've gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and moan. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope.
When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door.
There's nothing to it but to do it. You've gotta have heart.
You've gotta have heart.
Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
You gotta have heart.
Eddie Fisher, Heart. At number 11 this weekend, 1955, it was accompanied by Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. It'll peak at number 6 for his second top 10 of the year. And the song is from a Broadway musical, which we will tell you about in just a minute as we go to our Broadway report. And now playing is Inherit the Wind. Paul Muni and Ed Begley would win Tonys. There's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof with Ben Gazzara, Barbara Bel Geddes, and Burl Ives. The Desperate Hours has Paul Newman, Carl Malden, and Nancy Coleman. That was this year's best play. Vivica Lindfors stars as Anastasia. There's The Bad Seed with Nancy Kelly. And Witness for the Prosecution with Frances L. Sullivan and Patricia Jessel. Tony winners both. A couple of comedy shows include Lunatics and Lovers with Dennis King and Buddy Hackett. And Bus Stop with Elaine Stritch, Albert Salmi, and Kim Stanley. And take your pick of these musicals. The Boyfriend with Julie Andrews and John Huer. Fanny has Ezio Pinza, Walter Slezak, Florence Henderson, and William Tabert. There's Plain and Fancy with Barbara Cook, Cheryl Conway, and David Daniels. The aforementioned production that featured the song we just heard, Heart, it's Damn Yankees, the show that would win Best Musical in next year's Tonys. It stars Stephen Douglas, Gwen Verdon, and Ray Walston. And also playing, Cole Porter's Silk Stockings. In the cast were Gretchen Weiler, George Tobias, Hildegard Neff, and Don Ameche.
I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make a tour of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do, for I love all of you.
Kamichev once observed the behavior of 40 turtles over a period of 3 months.
After watching your appeal from every angle, there's a big romantic deal I've got to wangle. For I've fallen for a certain luscious lass, and it's not a passing fancy or a fancy pass. I love the looks of you, the lure of you. I'd love to make quite sure of you. The eyes, the arms, the mouth of you. The east, west, north, and the south of you. I'd love to gain complete control of you and handle even the heart and soul of you. So love at least a small percent of me do. I love all of you.
There's Don Ameche doing All of You from the musical Silk Stockings, which was inspired by the 1939 film Ninotchka. It was an expensive musical at the time, and thankfully the original cast recording was very popular, with the orchestra led by Herbert Green, and that helped to recoup some of the expenses. Silk Stockings playing on Broadway this week, 1955, and that's where we've gone to listen to the memories on this Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, it's part 3 of Day Songs. Yeah, we have a few more left over from our first two episodes, so let's get to it with the Sportsman Quartet along with the Benny Goodman Orchestra. Give me those good old days.
We know that silly tunes can't last much longer than a day. We must return to the golden past, and that is why I say, those were the good old days. I mean the days when the boys played the melody. Bring back those good old days.
I want a peppy tune I can croon in oh so many ways.
Those were the good old days. I mean the days when the boys played in harmony. Bring back those good old days.
I want those happy days, snappy days. Talk about the way my pappy plays.
Give me a catchy phrase so I can sing about those good old days. I mean the days when the boys played the melody. In the days when the boys played in harmony.
Thank you. of the good old days.
I mean the days when the boys played in harmony.
Bring back those good old days.
I want those happy days, snappy days. Talk about the way my pappy plays.
Give me a catchy phrase
so I can sing about those good old.
Darling, I am growing older.
Sing about those good old. Talk about those good old. Bring back those good old days.
Bring back those days.
Bring back those days.
Bring back those good old days.
Someday you will seek me and find me. Someday of the days that shall be. Oh, surely you will come and remind me of a dream that is calling for you and for me. And someday when the winter is over, someday in the flush of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me your king. Of the spring, my soul shall discover the soul born for my lover, the girl who can make me a king.
Here's Frankie Lane with Someday, a 1954 recording with the Paul Weston Orchestra. That was a number from the operetta The Vagabond King, first sung by Carolyn Thompson in 1925, then the movie version by Jeanette MacDonald in 1930, and again in 1956 by Katherine Grayson. And before that, Gimme Those Good Old Days, the Sportsman Quartet. Bill Days, Bob Stevens, Marty Spurzel, and Gurney Bell. And they were accompanied on that 1948 record by Benny Goodman's orchestra, including the songwriter, pianist Mel Powell. Well, for our next day's song, another male quartet. Here are the Brothers Four, Summer Days Alone.
I'm walking down the track, got the sun behind my back. Why do the hours pass so slow? What if I had my way, see my girl on Saturday? But I'm too many miles from my home. How I hate to spend these summer days alone. Will I ever get to see my little darling? No, never, never again. When they found me riding on the freight car, well, they put me off of that train. The first of every day, I start out another way, with not a soul to care how far I roam. Well, it's always the same, nobody knows my name, and I haven't got a place to call my home. How I hate to spend these summer days alone.
Well, I wanna go back to my loved one. I wanna go home to stay. How I miss her in the morning and the evening. Oh, I miss her all the live long day. So I'm walking down the track, got the sun behind my back. Why do the hours pass so slow? Well, if I had my way, see my girl on Saturday. But I'm too many miles from my home. How I hate to spend these summer days alone. Tell me, why did I decide to leave my home?
Summer Days Alone, those are the Brothers Four, Bob Flick, Dick Foley, John Payne, and Mike Kirkland. That first appeared on their album, The Brothers Four Songbook, in December of 1961. That was more than 23,600 days ago. But we're taking it one day at a time on Seems Like Old Times. This is Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've gone back to the 1st of August in 1955. And a few titles for this year's summer reading. Number one on the New York Times bestseller list for fiction is Bonjour Tristesse by 17-year-old Françoise Sagan. Also, Something of Value by Robert Ruark and Evelyn Waugh's Officers and Gentlemen. Number one in nonfiction, A Gift from the Sea by Anne Morrow Lindbergh. There's also A Man Called Peter by Catherine Marshall. Norman Vincent Peale's Power of Positive Thinking is on the list and going on 3 years now. And Gentlemen, Start Your Engines by car racer Wilbur Shaw. And for listening material, we're up to number 10 on the countdown this week of the Billboard Magazine Disc Jockey Chart. Here's Nat King Cole, backed up by the Four Knights, If I May.
Boom, 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 boom. Wah, 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 wah. Wah, 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 wah.
I'd like to love you every day. If I may,
if I may,
and dream dreams of you every night, if I might,
if I might,
and if I may, I'd like to say, I wish that you were mine, if I had you. All I would do is adore you all of the time. I'd like to tell you of your charms every day, if I may. I'd like to hold you in my arms every night, if I might. You're the object of my affections, and if you have no objections, I'd like to love you night and day, if I may.
I'd like to love you every day, if I may. Dream dreams of you every night, if I might. And if I may, I'd like to say, I wish that you were mine. If I had you, all I would do is adore you all the time.
I'd like to tell you of your charms every day, if I may. I'd like to hold you in my arms every night, if I might. You're the object of my affections, and if you have no objections, I'd like to love you night and day. if I may.
Wah, 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 wah.
There's 36-year-old Nat King Cole, accompanied by the Four Knights, and If I May. Tune number 10 this week in 1955. It's Nat King Cole's third top 10 of the year, and it would peak at number 8. It's the summer of 55 on today's show, and American women dress better than ever this year. They could afford it. Prosperity seemed here to stay, and the clothes reflected it. There were furs and cashmere sweaters and lots of jewels. And even if some ladies didn't have those real items, the fakes looked pretty good. Well, this summer, the popular dress was the sheath. The casual dress for daytime wear is a gray jersey with pleated skirt. The tunic from Balenciaga finally came into its own and was shown by leading American designers in all price ranges. Jumpers were in high fashion, and Nellie DeGrave has combined a basket weave plaid skirt in brown, orange, and white with a cocoa worsted jersey blouse to brighten the campus scene. And the blouse features a new tandem plunge neckline. And the stiletto heel is sweeping the world. And while some women find the high heels more comfortable than flats, most say their feet are killing them after a few hours. And also, those new sharp heels damage floors and carpets. For men, it's the gray flannel suit still, but there's always a nice splash of color with a tie, and occasionally you'll see a pink shirt. And that's what we were wearing here in 1955, and looking pretty good, if I must say so. And looking good at number 9 this week is Al Hibbler.
My darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Or you still mine, I need your love. I need your love. God, speed your love to me. Lonely rivers flow to the sea. To the open arms of the sea. Lonely river sigh, wait for me, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me. Oh, my darling, I've hungered for your touch a long, lonely time. Time goes by so slowly, and time can do so much. Or you still mine, I need your love. I need your love. God, speed your love to me.
Soon-to-be 40-year-old Al Hibbler from Tyro, Mississippi, that's Unchained Melody, making its way down the Billboard Disc Jockey chart this week in 1955. It made it to number 3, but it was a number 1 record on the R&B chart. Well, here's a bonus hit from this week in 1955. It's not on the chart yet, but it will be soon. It's the new one from J.P. Morgan.
I took the longest walk in the world last night. From your arms to your front door, I heard the saddest words in the world me no more. I won't believe it's true. I'll keep
in 1955, J.P. Morgan hit it big with That's All I Want From You. And later this summer, that'll be her second top 10, The Longest Walk, with the supporting orchestra by Hugo Winterhalter. That was one of the new releases in August of 55, and remembered today on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we've journeyed back to the 1st of August in 1955. And it's hot across a lot of the country. Well, it is summertime. We should expect it. It's also hurricane season in the Atlantic. Tropical storm Brenda has developed in the north central Gulf of Mexico. Meanwhile, in the English Channel this weekend, 17-year-old Marilyn Bell of Toronto became the youngest person ever to swim the channel. She started on the French coast at dawn, and according to reports, she swam powerfully all day through choppy water and against adverse tides, which may have cost her a record time. She finished in 14 hours and 36 minutes. The record was set back in 51 by Brenda Fisher of Britain, who went across in 12 hours and 43 minutes. Meanwhile, in Chile, hundreds of people were fleeing from burning lava and rocks from a pair of volcanoes near Valdivia. So far, two people have been reported killed. And in foreign relations news, Ambassador Alexis Johnson arrived in Geneva today for talks with Communist China regarding 50 Americans who are being detained there. And musically, here in the summer of 1955, we're at the height of the mambo craze. And one of the most popular band leaders is Prez Prado. He's at number 8 with Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White.
Thank you.
There's Cuban-born Perez Prado and his orchestra and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. What a huge record here in 1955. It spent 10 weeks at number one and now is making its way down the radio airplay chart, holding spot number 8 on this day. And his trumpet soloist is Billy Regis. Well, let's get back to the showcase now and grab more day songs, our third installment of this musical theme. And here with a week's worth is Georgia Gibbs.
7 lonely days make 1 lonely week. 7 lonely nights make 1 lonely me. Ever since the time you told me we were through, 7 lonely days I cried and cried for you.
Oh, my darling, you're crying, boo-hoo-hoo-hoo. There's no use in denying I cried for you. It was your favorite pastime, making me blue. Last week was the last time I cried for you.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. 7 hankies blue I've filled with my tears. 7 letters too I've filled with my fears. Guess it never pays to make your lover blue. 7 lonely days I cried and cried for you.
Oh, my darling, you're
7 lonely days make 1 lonely week.
There's no use in denying.
7 lonely nights make 1 lonely me.
It was your favorite.
Ever since the time you told me we were through.
Last week was the last time.
7 lonely days I cried and cried for you.
Oh, my darling, I
cried and cried for you.
And I cried and cried for you.
Boom, 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 boom.
It's a most unusual day. Feel like throwing my worries away. As an old native-born Californian would say, it's a most unusual day.
Oh, this weather's amazing, they say.
There's a most unusual sky. Not a sign of a cloud passing by. And if I want to sing, throw my heart in the ring, it's a most unusual day. There are people meeting people. There is sunshine everywhere. There are people greeting people and a feeling of spring in the air.
It's a most unusual time.
I keep feeling my temperature climb. If my heart won't behave in the usual way, well, there's only one thing to say. It's a most unusual, most unusual, most unusual day. Sunshine everywhere. There are people
goodbye.
Greeting people
goodbye.
And oh, know how they get in your hair. It's a most unusual day.
There's the Ray Noble Orchestra with the vocals by Anita Gordon, a native of Corsicana, Texas, but she grew up mostly in Hollywood. She sang with the Noble Band for many years, also on radio, especially with Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy, and on TV and movies too. And for that one, she was backed up by the Noble Men, a 1947 recording of It's a Most Unusual Day, a song from the film A Date with Judy. And before that, from 1953, Georgia Gibbs and Seven Lonely Days with the Glenn Osser Orchestra and the Yale Brothers Choir. Well, next we have a tune for the end of the day by Perry Como.
Little man, you're crying, I know why you're blue. Someone took your kitty car away. Better go to sleep now, little man. You've had a busy day. Johnny won your marbles. Tell you what we'll do. Dad will get you new ones right away. Better go to sleep now, little man. You've had a busy day. You've been playing soldier. The battle has been won. The enemy is out of sight. Come along there, soldier. Put away your gun. The war is over for tonight. Time to stop your scheming. Time your day was through. Can't you hear the bugle softly say? Time you should be dreaming, little man. You've had a busy day. Time you should be dreaming, little man. Had a busy day.
Here's Perry Como, Little Man, You've Had a Busy Day. The first time he recorded that was in 1947. This version was part of his 1958 LP, Saturday Night with Mr. C. Of course, a reference to his longtime television show on NBC. Well, that's it for hour number one. We'll take a break and come back with more day songs, and we'll also have more of the hits from this week in 1955 on Seems Like Old Times.